Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from our Pensacola studio. And I have across the Wi-Fi waves, as I like to call them, two fantastic guests with us today, Brittany and Bart, who are both here to tell us a little bit about what they do in their world. So, Brittany, by all means, please introduce yourself.
Great. Thank you so much, Keith. By the way, I'm Brittany Reeder. I'm the CEO of Versatile Pursuits, LLC. We're a business services company. I always say we're really merchant advocates, just here to actually assist businesses in the, you know, basic services that every business either already is utilizing or might not know about, but probably should be utilizing to not only get their business going, but to improve cash flow and keep their business profitable and keep it, you know, moving in a productive manner. So we're partnering with industry leaders throughout each service that we offer and assist with. And that's really the heart of my company and what we really are here to do for our clients and our customers.
Very good. Well, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Keith.
Absolutely. And Bart, please take it away.
Sure. Thank you. I'm Bart Sarin. My firm is ERM. It's called eResearch for Marketing. And what I'm doing now after a lengthy career as a marketing researcher, both as an entrepreneur and an entrepreneur, I have built and started up the marketing research function for major companies, as well as being an account director with research firms and major brands for my clients. Long story short, from a decades-long background doing that, I've developed and am focused now on bringing my body of work and my skills to the assistance of entrepreneurs with a new consumer product idea or concept to help them be more successful, to help them lower their risk and uncertainty and be more sure-footed in their marketing decision-making because they have the benefit of professionally obtained and analyzed feedback from consumers nationwide.
Very neat. Very neat. Well, again, thank you for being here today. Very interesting work both of you all do. So Brittany, let's just kind of dive into it. Like, how did you end up here?
So, you know, honestly, I really have a, you know, I love talking. I love speaking with business owners. That's how this started. And I started in electronic processing, which can also be really, you know, controversial at times dealing with business owners. Unfortunately, there's thousands of electronic processors out there. And before I actually delved into the field, I started with, you know, I ran through 5 or 6, you know, before I met the big hitting industry leaders. And I worked for both of them. You know, I was with Thesis for a while and decided, you know what, business owners need more than just electronic processing. You know, they need so many other things. So that's kind of, you know, how I ended up starting my business. And, you know, thank goodness you guys reached out and I was super excited. I'm so happy to be here. So.
Oh, good. We're happy to have you. So, okay. So what kind of services do you offer or what kind of services did you discover that people needed that beyond what you had originally started with?
So, you know, other than the electronic processing, the reality is you go into a small business, right? And, you know, the owner's super busy and, you know, there's so much things going on, right? And you talk to them about that. You tell them how you can save money and everyone can save, you know, the money nowadays in today's market. That's a really honest assessment depending on their specific needs and services, of course. But, you know, I realized that they needed capital in a lot of situations. A lot of businesses are under 2 years old and they're not able to get that in a traditional sense. So partnering with some industry leaders in that field, I was able to offer businesses who've been in business 3 months, you know, capital, small business loans, lines of credit, equipment financing. We have really great programs for doctors and dentists coming right out of school, actually, who are not looking to necessarily, you know, they're in a situation they already have all this debt, right? So they're like, oh, you know, we have great programs to set them up so that they're not just taking on another large amount of debt. They're actually able to get financing to open up their own practice. you know, which of course is better for each community. Our doctors and dentists are working independently. And then we offer, you know, down the line, of course, invoice factoring. It's a really great debtor financing program that kind of, you know, steps back into other than just taking on more debt or anything like that, but actually just a financing option for business owners that deal with invoices. You know, it's to get them paid immediately on invoices. It's a really great solution. And then we have our accounts receivable management profit recovery system. We're partnered with industry leaders in every aspect. So we're partnered with the best of the best companies. That way, you know, businesses understand that these are the best companies in the industry. That's a for sure thing. And we just bring them the services. We have solutions for accounts at any point in your AR cycle, from managing receivables to collecting on delinquent accounts. We would actually remove the headache and stress, you know, of dealing with that. And same thing with electronic payment solutions. We've been so blessed to partner with an electronic payment solutions, basically system. It's newer, but it offers a real time, you know, money in your account. When someone runs a debit or credit card at your business, you're not waiting to batch out that night. You're not waiting to batch out the next day. You get the money right then. You're able to use it, you know, same day, instantly, real time. So we're super blessed, super lucky to really be able to utilize that system. Along with web design services, I actually have a web designer who is on our team here at Versatile Pursuit. And we offer basic websites at a fraction of the cost that others are able to offer that service. So we really feel we've looked at the market across all the services. We know that we're able to really assist businesses in those main key factors of getting them to the next level, you know, with whatever service that really is specific to their business to make them more productive and, you know, increase their cash flow at the end of the day. That's what it's about for small business owners across the United States. All of our services are, you know, across the United States and Canada. So we're really super lucky to be able to help businesses in that arena.
So they do say cash is king, and that's the truth, especially for any small business starting up.
Definitely.
How did you decide who to partner with when you were going to offer the services? And tell me a little bit about sort of the courting or those conversations. I'm very curious how people decide which vendors they're going to go with and stuff.
I'll be quite honest with you. I'm very sensitive to, you know, there's so much competition in the market. So it's like, what's the best of the best? That's what I did. You know, I typed into my search engine, what is the best of the best? I reached out to them specifically and I said, hey, I own this business. We deal with business owners that are great candidates for a lot of the products and services that you offer in each, you know, category. And I just said, do you guys have a partner program? Do you guys have some type of situation where I can assist business owners in really getting, you know, a plethora of, you know, options? That's really what it's about, because no business owner has the same, you know, situation. They need different things, even if it's tweaked, you know, a little bit this way or a little bit that way. So that's really how it happened. I reached out to them. I sent emails. I called. I'm really so lucky, you know, I was able to truly partner up with the best companies because I just reached out to them myself as a business owner who was trying to assist other business owners. And I said, there's a need for this. I'm out of Nashville, Tennessee. We're the fifth fastest growing city in the United States right now. And, you know, businesses are popping up everywhere. People are, you know, moving to town with new businesses. And I saw a true need for that. And it took about 6 months to get everything lined up with the correct companies and to form the correct partnership. And I was able to do that in a matter of 6 months of taking the, like, really the, you know, pound the pavement kind of mindset to do that. So that's really how it happened. I found the best companies and said, hey, you know, can we partner with you to offer these services? And I was really met with nothing but, you know, open arms. Really, they were excited to, you know, get a foothold in Nashville, per se, by being able to, you know, offer their services on a more local scale with us being based out of the Nashville, Tennessee area. So that's how it got going.
So, well, congratulations, by the way, too, because 6 months is pretty quick to be moving those many, that many services and those many, that many relationships. So you said it though, you said there's a lot of competition in the markets that you're in, and there is a lot of small business that's coming up across the nation. How do you find your clients? How do you get the business? Like what's been effective for you to show you different than the next guy?
So, you know, really what occurs is I'm dogmatic and overzealous in the most positive way that you could imagine. I actually talk to every client myself. I actually reach out to clients through, you know, social media, of course. Social media marketing is huge, but not just social media marketing. I've utilized the resource of going door to door after I've signed, you know, clients in the past with electronic processing, going to those neighbors of those clients and saying, hey, I've been able to help them with this one specific service. They might not need electronic processing, but I'm like, well, you know, we do do these other things. And they have to, you know, yeah, I do need a website. And it's kind of like a spider type of situation. It's almost just trickled all the way out. And then every day I've been on the phone. I also have a couple independent contractors that will reach out the first time. But I make sure to talk to every potential client, every potential, you know, business owner and let them know I'm here every step along the way. So I'm really hands-on with my business, probably different than most people. I'm running almost, you know, four or five businesses, but I have the time. And I think I'm by energy anyways. It works out for my specific personality. I like love what I do. I really enjoy it. And I love talking to business owners. I get the most interesting situations. And really, it's about, you know, helping them. At the end of the day, talking to business owners is great. But once I'm found a solution in whatever aspect that I potentially need, and actually being able to offer them a real solution to help their business, that's where the real joy comes in, because that's when they're like, thank you. That's when you get a real thank you. It's actually a real solution. These are real emotions. These are real solutions that help business owners. And that's how it happens. A lot of word of mouth, thank goodness. I've been super lucky in that aspect. There's a lot of word of mouth from happy clients. So between social media, between, you know, calling, you know, 2-3 hours every day, I spend that from about 8 a.m. till about 11-12, doing that myself. I've got a couple of telemarketers that will do that on days when I'm just packed with appointments. But I think that's just the best way to go about it when I, you know, have a business that is so people generated. It's a relationship business. I tell people all the time, yes, this is a business services company, but it's relationship based. I have relationships with these business owners. I value those so greatly. So I think people can just tell that. I think I'm just a real person and people can tell that. And I'm just so lucky and so blessed that's, you know, the situation.
Well, very cool. Well, I have to say that for somebody that dedicates that much time to actually doing the cold calling and being personable with your clients, it should pay off, because I don't think that there are enough businesses. One, cold calling is sort of an art that has gone away, but those that can do it and do it well, it is definitely a skill. But just talking with your clients on a regular basis is huge, and like I was saying, I don't think enough people do that. I don't think enough businesses do that, and I think they reach that point sometimes where they forget sort of where they came from, starting small, and it just becomes, you know, it takes away from the client experience. And so I value that as a business owner and as somebody who appreciates when somebody reaches out to check on me. It's personable and it's very cool. But if anybody wanted to find out any more information or whatever other services you offer, where can we send them to?
Definitely. I would love for them to check out our webpage. Of course, that's where it starts. You know, we're on almost every platform, from Yahoo to anything you can imagine. You start with the webpage, www.versatilepursuits, VersatilePursuits.com. And it gives you a plethora of information about not only each service, but also a partner page. I'm not, you know, trying to hide who we're partnered with, because I'm really proud and I'm really lucky and blessed to have partnered with such major industry leaders in each aspect. So we really deal with that. You know, Nashville has a lot of construction going on right now with the construction invoice factoring. We're partnered with a really great industry-leading company out of Knoxville. We're in Nashville, so that's really awesome. And across the board in everything, you know, all of our services are top-notch, and our industry leaders are top-notch. So we have a whole partner page dedicated, basically letting everyone know these are the companies we work with. So that way people feel really comfortable too. That's really what it's about. It's about feeling comfortable about who you're doing business with at the end of the day. You know, they could love me and they could really think I'm great, but they need to know that, you know, when the paperwork comes down and everything's, you know, getting put through, that the partners that we have are really top notch, and they're industry leading professional companies as well. So going to our webpage is the best way to definitely, you know, check us out and see what's going on. We're also on Facebook, of course. So you can find us all over. We're definitely there.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much for spending some time and filling us in today. We will also take those links and share them across when we repost your show as well. So they'll be able to find it when they're listening to the show on our webpage at businessradiox.com. So,
Thank you, sir. You're
welcome. Hang out for a little bit. Let's hear what Mr. Bart has to say.
Definitely.
All right. So, Bart, tell me, for those that don't know what you do, kind of explain your world to us.
Sure. Be happy to. I do marketing research, and I have a deep and lengthy career behind me in regard to doing custom design marketing research projects for major clients, or sometimes I was employed by a company, so I was on the corporate side retaining the services of marketing research firms. So I've been on both sides, but that experience entailed some really beautiful opportunities to do state-of-the-art work in marketing research for major brands, major companies, Miller Beer, Citibank, American Dental Association, electric gas utilities, publishers, etc. But I've left basically that part of my career behind, and I'm now focused on trying to apply my skills and knowledge to helping new startups, entrepreneurs, business ventures with a consumer product or service who have a marketing challenge in front of them and who are willing to admit that they have some unanswered questions, perhaps in their marketing strategy or tactics. And yet at the same time, they're ambitious and eager and they want to grow. They want this to succeed, perhaps go national, even larger, ultimately. So what I've developed from my background is a way to have a focused project just explicitly designed for these entrepreneurs and perhaps for their funders and advisors as well, that enables them to obtain customized feedback from consumers nationwide all about their product or service idea and concept. And I do that in a really well-structured way so that I'm able to answer their strategic questions about their marketing.
So how valuable is that information to a startup and why?
Well, right. Very valuable in the sense that it gives them the information they need to feel more confident and sure-footed in taking action in marketing. Because after all, in the beginning, client and I consult and brainstorm together about the issues that they're troubled with in their marketing and that they wish they had more concrete information from consumers and their reaction to the product before they spend their last dollar on rolling it out. You know, many of us see information and hear about outcomes in the entrepreneurial world where, unfortunately, a high percentage of new business ventures fail. Oftentimes, you'll hear the percent of 80% of them don't make it in the long run. Now, I'm trying to help improve that number, give, at least in the sense of their marketing issues, give them current, up-to-date, pinpointed and proprietary basis that comes from 1,000 consumers across the country, and yet in an affordable manner and particular to their product idea.
So what kind of what's in that research? Like, what kind of detail are you looking for when people are doing this kind of or needing this kind of research?
Okay, good. It's I'll summarize it by saying information about the who, the what, and the why. By that I mean, who are the consumers out there, in detail, describing them. What about your product? That's actually what you're going to be putting in front of them. So we want information about potential need states that consumers have that may or may not pertain directly to high, medium, or low levels of interest in purchasing your product. So we're going to expose it to them in an online interview questionnaire that they fill out, very short and compact, because I've been able to develop a short one that gets at the core. And so we also obtain from the respondents their sense of how eager they are, how likely they be to go ahead and buy the product, and their reasons why in their own words. And so with my experience, I've developed these questions in a way that I know how to analyze them in depth, not just each question and the answers obtained for that question, but cutting across the different answers and responses to all of the questions.
Okay.
Four or five questions is all I need. And so then I write a report, we have a meeting, I present the results. It's a full service project.
So with it being so unique too, I think, of a service, are you having to educate just as much as you are?
Thank you.
You're having to educate everybody to that they actually need your service?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm finding that out for sure. I am.
So,
and it's been a learning experience, and it's been a good journey.
So how are you? So how are you getting clients or leads for your business?
Mm-hmm.
Since you have to do so much of the education part too.
Right. I'm doing it on a one at a time basis almost. I'm not acting like I'm in a rush or a hurry. Doing a lot of appearances, meetups, connecting with people in every way I can. Ideally face to face. Getting referrals to people from those I've met previously who think they know somebody who can talk to me, and that's been very productive. I've given talks. In fact, I have a very high potential client I'm working with right now that approached me after I was one of a number of people given, I think we were given 3 minutes to present our story in front of an audience at an incubator here in Chicago. And he approached me afterwards, and now we're talking very seriously about getting underway and the project down the road a little bit.
So do you find yourself sort of living in the world of incubators and collabs and accelerators?
Yes. That's right. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
So is Chicago's entrepreneurial underbelly kind of, is it kicking?
Yes, it really is.
Yeah, it seems to be really the thing across the country. I know it is here too in Pensacola, and I know Brittany and Nashville. Last time I drove through, you guys have cranes everywhere. So,
yeah,
we're all kind of growing and expanding.
I think it's great. I think that's just such an exciting time right now. You know, across the United States and Canada, I think it's really exciting, and I support all entrepreneurs. So it's really, really a fabulous time.
So Bart, can you do your stuff virtually, or are you stuck? Do you have to be in person, or so are you global, or what?
I can do it virtually. In situations where we're apart from each other, we could do the entire thing without even having met face to face. You know, I'd love to meet face to face, but it's not required in the way I can operate.
Yeah. And so when you are doing the startups and these new companies, any particular vertical that you like to research more than the others?
Sure. Okay, here's what I've learned and what's necessary for that. It's consumer products, consumer services. So I'm not about B2B. This innovation I've come up with is really about consumer decision makers as the ultimate consumer and purchaser. Now, it can have the product or service can be direct, or it can have any number of intermediaries, you know, wholesalers, distributors, retailers. Those that can be fine, but the research is going to focus on the consumers at the end of the line.
Very cool. Okay. Very cool. Okay. All right. So if anybody else is interested in your services or wants to get more information, where can we send them to?
Sure. The first would be LinkedIn, because then I get a good look at me and who I am and what my background is, as well as plenty of ways to, from there, get to the heart of the matter with my new service. But of course, also at my website, and the name for that is three words that are hyphenated. I like to hyphenate them. It's easier to read the words with a glance that way than running them together. Anyway, your-research-resource.com. And then once there, there's a tab called One and Done. And that will take them right to the screen about my new product service. It's called Pretest the Waters Before You Jump In.
Very cool. All right. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for being here, both of you. We're getting to the end of time here. So just stick around for a second. Let me get us out of here, and then I'll fill you on the rest. So,
okay.
You can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook. Or you can find us on our website at businessradiox.com or on our live feed at businessradiox.live. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. All right, I want to thank everybody for listening today. My name is Keith Hilbert. This has been Pensacola Business Radio. You can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter, Picola BRX on Facebook. You can find us on LinkedIn at businessradioxstudios.pensacola, or you can find us on Instagram at Pensacola Business Radio, or on our websites at businessradiox.com, or on our live feed at businessradiox.live. If you are interested in being a guest on Business Radio X, please visit either one of our sites or our social media sites to find a link to book your appearance. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.